Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God! Welcome to rightwingmedia.net.
Good morning, American capitalist pigs. This
and
is Yuri from Russia. We have taken over the rightwingmedia.net, and for you American capitalists, we want to remind you that your daddy Putin is watching very carefully. To listen, you American scums.
And I'm gonna get my head. Is that why there is gun at my head? Just kidding.
Yes, neat. Yes, comrade. Who are you? Are you Yuri or Yari?
I have no idea. But welcome all.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? This is your host, Romeo. We're just
and,
playing around.
Yeah. Welcome,
and
everybody, listening on Blog Talk Radio, Acast Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. You know, Romeo, talking before the show, and we understand there's some people from Russia who are listening on the internet too, but it's untraceable on our side. So if you do want to dial in and you're in America, 516-666, that's frightening, 9806. Now, if you want to call that number from Russia, okay, here's how you do it. Those of you in Russia or Ukraine, dial 8 and then 10 and then 1 and then 516-666-9806. Since it's not a mobile number, that would be the one you'd be using. Again, that's, in fact, you can go to rightwingmedia.net and see that we've got that dialing instructions. So, comrade Romeo, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I've got the common cold respiratory infection, so I'm doing good, comrade.
I just had that, and you know, I got over it after some antibiotics, and it's kind of ironic because Associated Press just came out with a story before showtime. White House is warning Russia may use chemical weapons in Ukraine or even biological weapons. And I think they probably already used them against me and Romeo this last week here, right?
Well, the problem is they would have to be warned about my chemical warfare coming out the dear year.
Yuck. Well, especially after the penicillin and stuff like that. But we've got a lot of things going on that are going to be really earth-shattering and freak out. Oh, by the way, courtesy NORAD, just to let you know, current DEFCON level is 3. That's right. The current DEFCON level is 3. For those of you who don't know what that means, it is an increased called Roundhouse, and the description is an increase in force readiness above that required for normal readiness, and the Air Force is ready to mobilize in 15 minutes. So let's hope we don't go to DEFCON 2 or, heaven forbid, DEFCON 1. Sounds like a bug spray.
Yeah, it does. A very bad bug spray.
Yeah, it could be actually pretty horrible, come to think of it. Romeo, there were some things that you had been thinking about that the news stories have been bearing out. What are some of your thoughts about what is going on in Russia and Ukraine lately? You got some ideas what's going on with Putin, too.
So we've noticed that Putin has really wanted to cause war, but there's not only the reason, like I said before in my last video, where it was about control. It was more about something else. And I just noticed this. I had looked it up. Supposed Putin might have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So follow with me here. Remember in World War II, if you don't remember, Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Started a war, and supposedly I guess the polite term is we can't call him nuts or lost his ever loving mind. He just went off the deep end of the diving board, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And And no, ladies, we're not talking about the doing. We're talking about the deep end.
Oh.
So, Chief of Penny's pool, Putin might be dying of cancer. So
Tim Pool put that video out,
thinking that Putin may be doing the same thing like what possibly Hitler did.
Oh,
having one last hurrah to fight to show that, again, showing that he's the supreme leader, supposedly because he wants to show everyone that he can still muster up the courage to have a good fight and show everybody what Russia is made of. Obviously not just made of vodka running through their veins and potatoes running as for skins. No offense, Russia. But, you know, hey, that was a good joke. I gotta be a comedian. I might be the next Don Rickles.
Oh, yuck. But everybody, not many people like, you know.
But anyway, we already know he's unhinged, but he's unhinged because of possibly being sick with cancer and the fact that cancer really does do some bad things and can possibly make your judgment not all too well clear. So possibly that could be a potential. But also Putin just, again, wants control, and Putin wants to be able to show a fight because Putin, again, was part of the KGB, supposedly, and he supposedly could get any information.
Oh, yeah. You are correct.
And, you know, and Putin can get any information. So Putin just wants to make a big impression and go out there and show everyone that he still can do what he does.
And, you know, there's a term for that. I can't say the full term, another word for rooster is okay. Now I can say the word because we're talking about a rooster.
Oh my!
But I'm
gonna. Oh my God! Are we doing the Howard Stern show again?
No, we're not talking about roosters. We're gonna change the word because we're gonna use it in a normal context. Rooster manship. Don't say the full word, Romeo. Don't say the full word. Rooster manship.
Got it.
That's what... Okay, thank you. That's what's going on, okay? Very likely. Besides, some people think he's dying of syphilis, or Tim Pool thinks he's dying of cancer.
It could be anything. I mean, look at what Hitler did. This is almost the exact same thing Hitler did. So, yeah, I mean, we managed to now potentially put ourselves at risk for saying the C word. Great.
Well, it was in reference I'll edit that out just to be on the safe side, you know.
No, but, you don't have to. I mean, we know he's a... Whoops.
Oh, I'm going to have to edit that one out. Bleep.
Wrong boy. Anyway, so what else is on the news?
Well, another thing that we did a little research, by the way, and found that there are some psychological profiles out there that kind of say exactly what Romeo is saying and a lot more. For example, from the College of St. Benedict at St. John's University in 2017, and this is copyrighted, so I'm not going to...
Wait, Eggs Benedict?
No, not Eggs Benedict, but although a lot of people think Putin's head does look very like hollandaise sauce, without any cover. No. Trump had orange effect on hair, not like eggs covered with. I can't believe we're doing this. Okay, speaking of eggs and other things like that, we'll be talking about some great food in the Russian and Ukrainian kitchens a little later. But anyway. College of St. Benedict, St. John's University, they basically did a analysis of him, and it wasn't too flattering. I mean, you're going to have to go to rightwingmedia.com and read that. Another one, personalitypolitics.org, they did a threat assessment on Vladimir Putin.
Hey, real quick, Scott, I just went to Urban Dictionary. there is now a new word that describes Putin.
Oh, no.
He would be considered a gurgling gutter clutch, is what Ooh. Urban Dictionary now describes Putin. Wow.
Okay.
When did
wow.
Urban Dictionary actually manage to hit that one?
They did a lot, and especially I hope they wipe it off. Do January 17th, 2017.
No, Jim Psaki would have to wipe that one off.
They had a abstract about the by Aubrey Immelman and Joe Trinozzi at Luke, and they talk about the same type of thing that St. John's University did: personality pattern delineate the expansionist component of Putin's personality. The enforcer was another one they talked about. Uncompromising intransigence, lack of empathy and congeniality, cognitive inflexibility. Nice guy. Brookings Institute is calling it a Putin personality disorder, and this was 2013. They did copyright this this year, so we can't really say much, but the Brookings Institute, which started back in the 50s, I believe, basically says the same thing, although they go into some interesting details. And then World Crunch, Putin Psychology 101, the world tries to get inside the Russian leader's head. They copyrighted March 9. Oh, okay. Notice how I'm just not giving too much of it away. Vanity Fair, oh, this is funny, just the article title. And this is recent. He's a small man of 5'6", saying he's 5'7". The psychology behind Putin's war. Do any of those make sense to you? I mean, it's kind of funny, aren't they?
Are you trying to describe what Putin is?
Yeah. Which I know is indescribable in every way.
Well, there is a song called that, Yearning, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, yeah, no more, no more we get into copyrighted, but yeah.
Yeah, that's how he is. He's like the Grinch. He's one of those unhinged dictators. Well, if you know as far as to how to put it briefly.
Do you know unhinged dictators?
Biden kind of really does come to my first brain. Biden. Because he's some gurgling gutter plush. But, you know, really does kind of come to my head as a dictator. But Putin would be, I don't know which one's worse. Honestly, if I had to pick between Putin and Biden, I would say Biden's not that bad. Biden is more mellow. But Putin's more like a kind of, he's definitely doing the Hitler move, like what Hitler did. And it's obvious, like you said before, supposed dying of cancer. I mean, come on. He's not just doing this for just showmanship. All these words that describe Putin is definitely making him probably sit back and go, oh, you American is nothing to me. And you and American pigs don't understand me.
Well, he doesn't like
us right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, according to Now This News, Senator Ben Sasse calls Putin a live on CNN, and you can see that link at a little YouTube short. Boy, there's so I can't. I'm gonna have to go through this entire blasted show, and you know, I mean, there's like innuendo all over the place. It's like the old joke about the influenza epidemic of the 1910s that was in America. They had this bad pun. I opened the window, and influenza. Consumption be done about her.
But hey, Scott, you know, every time I hear the word Putin, you know what I started noticing? My ears are starting to get either some kind of disease.
Well,
I don't know what it is, but they just can't stand that word. That word's just it's like syphilis. It's a no-no word.
They may be. They may be getting a disease because the Associated Press had a story this evening that White House is warning Russia may use chemical weapons in Ukraine, or biological weapons. And your favorite press secretary of the White House, Jen Psaki, called Putin's claim preposterous. Maybe it's...
What did she say? Putin's claim
She called it
what?
Preposterous. Yeah. According to the story by Associated Press, Jen Psaki called Russia's claim preposterous, and she thinks it's part of a little misinformation campaign going on.
Well, Jen, I mean, the only thing preposterous is the fact that you're actually have a degree and knowledge and a brain that just really, my God, that just kind of bamboozles me. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I think I have more education than she does. Yeah.
Well, look at her. She had 99% of the time from when we've heard the speech at the State of the Union address to her speaking about this whole thing, the Democrats are just waiting. Now, this is what I'm starting to notice. Here's why China did the one-time supposed whoopsies, as we call it, the one-shot whoopsie. China did this to possibly let maybe Russia know, hey, we're paying attention to you. But that would be bad, though. But, Romeo, because isn't Russia and China also not like Biden sleeping together, supposedly? They're buddy buddies too. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are buddy buddies. So why would Russia be threatened with a supposed little whoops that China
say that way? What is it? They're threatened with a what?
Little whoopsies.
Oh, that is so cool. That's so. We ought to record that first sound effect. Anyway, go
on. So that little whoopsies.
Yeah.
Was not a whoopsies after all. I think it was a deliberate message to anybody else that wanted to get involved that China was waiting. Russia had, here it is, folks, my analyst of the day, my thought of the day.
Your analysis of the day.
My analysis of the day. Russia has China by the woo-woo, right? So China, Russia has China by the egg roll. And America, basically, well, we just were hanging by our whitey-tighties, if you will, because of Biden. Well, and by the way, what was it, Senator? What was his name? Called Putin a lie.
Sass.
How brave was that? That was brave. Somebody finally calling Putin a deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, Benjamin Eric Sass from Nebraska, junior senator, Republican.
Yeah, that right there shows that. A lot of people are going to deal with Putin and their whoopsie. That's not something to take lightly. And Russia has China by the egg roll. America basically is hanging by her whitey-tighties.
Yeah.
So Russia right now at this point, the only reason why Putin is doing this, one of two reasons. Number one, if he is possibly dying of cancer, syphilis, or anything, or if we'll just call this the Hitler effect. Just for this particular reason. It's almost like the same way Hitler did towards the end of his career, of his era. He wanted to go out thinking he was the biggest, baddest mother trucker out there. He wanted to give it all and, you know, raise hell and give all. Well, apparently that didn't work. So Putin is trying to do possibly the same thing, but only different. Putin's, of course, he's a KGB member. He has a little bit more experience than Adolf Hitler did, not giving credit to any of them because, of course, we can't credit any of them. They're both bad people and they're very nasty people. But it's within the same token, almost like the same, as you would call it, the Hitler effect. It is bad enough that Putin wants to deliberately defy other states by telling everyone else, oh, shove off. I don't care what you have to say about me doing this. Shove off.
Mm-hmm.
Putin deliberately has told every other country, shove off. So Putin's not interested in hearing pleads and anything. Putin wants what Putin wants. He wants control. He wants communism. And he wants to show everybody that for the fact that he has possibly or supposedly could be suffering from so many illnesses or something or psychosis breakdown, we don't know, that he just wants to try to show everybody that he still can do what he does. And it's no surprise to Russia because, of course...
I was just going to say, at least he's doing something right for the moment. According to Market Watch and also a couple other agents, Ukraine calls for ceasefire for urgent Chernobyl repairs. Chernobyl is the old nuclear power plant that had a near meltdown, remember, about 15 years ago. And after the nuclear power plant, Chernobyl, has been reportedly knocked off the power grid, and those of you going, well, it's a dead power plant, what's the problem with that? Well, it still has nuclear fissionable, or fusionable, I should say, material that has to be kept underwater, or else it's going to go critical again. And 50 miles away, we could have a fried Kiev, and I don't mean the delicious chicken dish. So he is doing something right.
Putin would turn Ukraine in words of Johnny Carson, well, oh, you are correct, sir. Ukraine will be turned into a chicken dish if this were keeps going.
And speaking of chicken dishes, according to Yahoo Finance, McDonald's is joining corporate America's exit from Russia, not just by not giving or cooking up or selling any more chicken at Russian restaurants, but they're closing 850 McDonald's in Russia, and they're paying the employees for a while, but they're closing them. And according to Yahoo News, Putin is angry, almost as bad as you're sick, you know. And you did get tested for, I was going to say HIV, but...
Huh?
Yeah, hey, surprise.
What? Hold on, bro. What the hell? Really?
Yeah, you got tested for what
did
was it?
Did you just say
COVID.
That I have HIV? What?
No, you got
no,
tested
I don't
for
have
it. COVID? I don't know.
No, I don't have the Kung Pao chicken virus.
The Kung Pao chicken virus? Really?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, that is the coronavirus, dang it. That's the new name. You haven't caught up, Scott? It's the Kung Pao chicken virus.
Oh, my God. We're going to get in so much trouble for this. I'll leave it in. We'll have to take it to network, see what they say. But, no, seriously. But you're safe. I mean,
no,
and
I,
you don't work at a
tested,
McDonald's.
Though,
so that's good.
You know, I got tested, and I'm going to get my stats tomorrow.
Again? Oh, okay. By the way, all kidding aside for just a moment, according to Russian observer Biana Goldraga, the Kremlin has approved, and I'm quoting, a list of countries who have been unfriendly to Russia. Okay. And they include Australia. Now I'm adding jokes as going along here. Russia doesn't like Australia because they have a warmer climate than Russia, okay? The UK, they hate everything about the UK. The European Union countries, well, because they're all together. Iceland, because it's a sarcastic joke against Russia. At least, oh, Putin, just because he's crazy, will take it that way. Canada, because they're marginally warmer than Russia. Liechtenstein, because it's a country that's far more pronounced than Russia. Monaco, you've got all those royalty there. New Zealand, I mean, hey, you don't have new Russia, so they're jealous about New Zealand. Norway, the people are cooler and better resorts. Korea, well, you got North and I think that you're talking about South Korea. They're jealous about K-pop. I mean, when was the last time, seriously, you've heard about a good Russian pop?
Well, and, you know, after all those things you said, I just am baffled that you actually can remember every single one of them. Scott, will you excuse me? I got to, I have to have a chemical warfare in the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
Understood.
The chickens might be Kung Pao after this one, so let's hope the chickens win the race.
Oh, exactly. We'll continue the... crazy little discussion here. Let's see. San Marino, well, nothing against Singapore, because he wants to turn them communist as well. USA, well, duh. Taiwan, duh. Ukraine, double duh. Montenegro, because they sound so cool. Switzerland and Japan. So these are the countries that, according to Ms. Bruga, that they not like in Russia. And one thing I know that you may like is some interesting information about the military. We'll be right back with rightwingmedia.net radio and the Romeo Show right after.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans and your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. Even if you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
The strength of America, our values, our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our communities when we come together, extending hands of compassion, service, and hope to those who need it most. For over 100 years, the American Legion has been strengthening communities across our nation by providing life-saving help and support to our veterans and neighbors during times like we're facing today.
It's what the Legion's all about.
From blood drives to distributing food, from responding to emergencies and protecting the most vulnerable among us, our mission is making America's communities stronger.
We are one family, and therefore, we care.
We are the American Legion, veterans strengthening America. To learn how you can help, visit legion.org.
And you're listening to rightwingmedia.net radio and the Romeo Show, Big Possible Facts Against Putin. And also, by the way, in case you want to give us a call, feel free, if you're listening on the internet, 516-666, frightening number, 9806. And if you are in Russia and you want to give us a call, just dial 8 and then 10 and 1, then the area code and that number. By the way, for those of you curious, there has been a change in the DEFCON warning system. We're still at DEFCON level 3, which means the Air Force is ready to mobilize in 15 minutes. It also means that the happy hour for Air Force generals could be interrupted at any moment, which I'm sure they will be unhappy at that. Speaking of the Air Force, speaking of things on forced air or hot air, which I've been accused of spewing a lot, we do have to let you know that, again, thank you for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM, all around the world, except probably Russia and the UK, you know, maybe a little difficult tuning in. Jocelyn, hiatus. He has health issues he's taking care of. And Romeo Hill missed his show yesterday because we are actually on our secondary internet show because, no, we did not forget to pay the bill. No, we had some trouble with the main line, and so we secondary. So we always have a way around, which is...
Scott, this is a note from Vladimir Putin. We would like to remind you that if we do not get $1 trillion in money by tomorrow, Russia will take over your network and we will hack everything you have and we will vodka your computer. So we warned Americans.
President Putin, you said you would hack. You would hack.
That's right, comrade. If you do not pay $1 trillion by tomorrow, your computer will be bye-bye.
I thought you were shorted out with vodka.
we will work your house and everything. So pay your phone bills, like your internet bill by tomorrow, or vodka comes to you.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a really bad joke out of the movie Spaceballs. Yeah, da-da-da, or let's see, or some pizza the hut comes after you, goes after you, or something like that. Where did you steal it from that movie, Romeo? Did you steal it? Seriously, did you steal it from Spaceballs?
Scott, I can't hear you right now, Scott. I'm being taken by a bunch of Russian people. They're trying to take me. They said that if you don't pay by tomorrow, then they'll shove vodka down my throat for 3 days. This sounds really terrible. Scott, just freaking pay the bill, please, Scott. Help me, man.
I want to assure our listeners that Romeo is not in any dire strait. However, his humor is certainly always a question. God, that's so sorry. Sorry, Romeo. No, I'm not.
There you are.
No. Yeah.
I know, to answer your question, no, I actually didn't get that from Spaceballs. I just thought of that, like, quick instant.
Wow.
Just right, like, 30 seconds ago, so I just figured I'd play that out.
Oh, okay. You thought of that yourself. I'm impressed. You know, I thought you just improv humor your show or something. You know, when you're on YouTube,
well,
you know, doing a live or something.
Well, you know me, Scott. I'm like David freaking Copperfield. You never know what's gonna come out of my mouth. Okay, that didn't sound right.
Your audio sounds really weird. Are you in a bomb shelter or something?
Yeah, I'm nuking the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, actually, after nuking the bathroom, we need some conducive, happy music for you, I think, so you can nuke the bathroom, you know, it should be very pleasant. There we go. Very, very pleasant. The melodic, which should loosen most of your sensibilities and everything else there. I don't know. That was kind of stupid, but you get the idea.
That was terrible. What the hell did you come up with that?
What?
Oh, I was just saying, Hawaiian 5-0 was playing on the radio.
Oh, really?
I love that.
Well, I have something that sounds like I like it. Here we go. Here's one real quick that sounds like this. How was that? Was that Hawaii 5 enough for you?
What was that?
Oh, that was the Ed's game show. I think we used it a couple months ago or something. I still have that floating around the studio.
I was going to say, what? Like, that just sounds so weird.
Really? Okay. Well, you know what almost sounds as weird? And maybe this is, I don't know if I should tell the listeners, during the breaks for the show, we actually talk in the background, and you guys can't hear us. And I actually heard this during our last break. You heard that, Romeo?
What the heck? It sounded like what is that? A chicken?
I thought that was you.
Oh my!
You know, you were doing too well. Yeah, the antibiotics for your upper respiratory are taking their toll on you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things taking a toll on me. But
yeah.
Wow, I didn't think that that choking the rubber chicken was included.
Wait a minute. You weren't choking the rubber chicken, were you?
Oh no, not the chicken.
Oh, what Romeo's talking about is, oh God, I might as well tell the story to the audience, because the show has gone to hell in a handbasket anyway, like you. But way back in the day, during college, I spent a couple of years at the campus radio station, and I did news the second year I spent spinning records. And I had a buddy who was also in a comedy troupe I was in. That's another story. And the guy named Howard, he's now a minister, good figure. But he and I were doing a skit about Julia Child cooking a chicken in the studio, and made it, described enough so people could imagine that there was a complete kitchen in the studio and that Julia Child was cooking. You know, she's the lady who used to, when she was alive, used to have the show on PBS. A lot of those shows on PBS are cooking, it used to be anyway. So, you know, Howard, for some reason, towards the end of it, goes, Julia, the chicken. As Julia Child, stupidly, because I was looking at him in the eyes and I knew he was going to pull this. And I go, what? What's wrong with the chicken? And he goes, Julia, the chicken, it's choking. And you know how you have that moment of just dead silence in your brain and you can hear the air conditioning in the room and your heart starting to pound as you very slowly, in extreme slow motion, reach over and turn on the next song or something and then switch off the mics and go, Howard, how could you do that? And he goes, it was funny. I have no idea where I was going with that except you mentioned Julia Child. So, yeah, that was one of my very most painful experiences with that impression of that famous chef. But we have better chefs, by the way. And since your stomach is not too good, maybe you need some, Romeo, some famous...
I had to listen to this before the show, and I'd rather hear you talk about choking chickens. And no, we're not talking about actual choking your chicken.
No,
I don't want to hear the unholy.
Pork.
Okay, fine, whatever. This show's already gone hell to a handbasket.
Yeah, borscht is Swedish chef is a hot beetroot soup prepared in the Ukraine and Russia, usually red. And there's a spring, according to kitchencommunity.org, there's a spring version that's usually green. Besides beets, it's got meat, bone stock, vegetables like cabbage, carrots, onions, potatoes, and tomatoes. It sounds like something you might, the noise you might make walking to a wall or something, you know, kind of bashing at the thing. Another one that's, I think this should really help you. Where's this one I saw? Oh, okay. This looks really cool. No, it doesn't. Olivier potato salad. Okay, it's regular potato salad, but it's got big chunks of meat in it and onions and cucumbers and sour cream. Well, that would make you nauseous. Oh, maybe this one. Chicken Kiev is a good one. In fact, I understand a lot of chicken Kiev, if Chernobyl goes, will be flash fried. I'm sorry, that's a bad joke. Anyway, here's one that's really gross. This should really get you out. It is called, I'll go back there and see this horrible looking one. I think this is Renyeke. Oh, okay. No, it's Holuki. No, that one looks good. Bellini. No, Olivier potato salad. Whole death. No, that looks kind of gross. Chicken Kiev. No, that's delicious. Nyansky. Walnut prunes. How can you take that seriously? Stuffed prunes. Does that, actually, that's very good for the digestion. Any troubles with your digestion lately, Romeo?
I am trying to eat. And now I'm not sure if I want to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Glad to help out. Varenyeke. No, that one looks good. Actually, there was one that looked like brain pudding. I can't remember. I saw it in the research, and I can't remember the name of it. But it's like a gel. Here it is. Holodeaths, which is not holodex, but holodeaths. It is a cold dish. It's made of, get this, fresh pork leg, which is cleaned and washed. Very important to clean first, you know, unclean pork is not good. Boiled for about 6 to 7 hours to form a meat jelly. And then it's that jelly is flavored with pumpkin spice, and it has got a bunch of vegetables in it, and it's served cold. And it looks like somebody's brain. Oh, was that a little nausea there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Glad we could help you out. In fact, that's just prepping in case the nuclear issue. Actually, maybe not nuclear. I don't know if we mentioned, but yeah, I think we did. Associated Press, White House warning Russia may use chemical or bioweapons. So this may, holodeaths may be very important, Romeo. If biological weapons or chemical weapons come over that, float over the world, that require you to, purge your stomach for suffering, just think of me and holodeaths, and I'm sure you'll be cooking your guts out of any foreign substance that you might have ingested.
Well, thanks, guys. We'll show it to hell in a handbasket quick. Can we try to at least get the show back on train track at least, or are we just going to say, the heck with it, let's go?
Oh, the heck with it, let's go. But anyway, you brought up a lot of interesting things tonight about this. Oh, and by the way, got to let everybody know, DEFCON warning level 3. Anyway, just had to do
DEFCON warning 3. 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 How was that? Hey, mother. Oh, yeah, thank you.
That was perfect. That was perfect. No, but...
that was, and I'll try to go as funny as I could, but I was like, what? I know we didn't hire the next Shaniqua, so might as well try to find at least some point to fill in.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go out on... that sounds like a cliche. Unless you have anything else.
Let's go out with something better. Let's try to really figure out what do you think this whole... I know it may sound cliche, and we all know...
Too late.
Putin, sorry.
Same thing.
Sorry, this 3-second memory of what I did 3 seconds ago came up to my head.
I'm not even going to go there.
Let's make sense of this. What is their possibility that
You have 6 minutes to make sense of it.
What if Putin does happen to give Ukraine a pardon and say, out of heck with it, let's stop the war?
A pardon for what? What is he going to pardon them for? They ought to be pardoned. If anybody's pardonable, not pardonable, but could be Putin for his reprehensible behavior in the world stage, but who in their right mind would pardon him? I mean, Ukraine hasn't not done anything bad, in my opinion, except defend themselves.
Not pardonable, but let's say if Ukraine happened to convince Russia to stop the war by any means, what's the possibility that Ukraine could still, even though it might almost be like the movie The China Effect with Jack Lemmon?
You mean China Syndrome?
Yeah, the China Syndrome with Jack Lemmon.
Yeah.
What? They are running basically really, really badly right now. Ukraine has no possible way of getting their nuclears off unless they can find a way to cool the nuclear down and get it back to level.
Yeah, in Chernobyl. And then you've got also the Zarathustra, whatever the hell it is, plant down in the south that has been on fire. You're right. I mean, you may have a double nuclear nightmare.
So, hey, I think, if we're all going to have a nuclear party, why not put America involved? We'll bring the corona.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got an idea that may fix it. I mean, Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is an actor. And he also was strictly dancing. He was in that, the European TV show that's syndicated all over the blasted place, and everybody's got their own version. I've got it figured out how I'm going to end the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Him and Putin.
I haven't.
No, this is good. Him and Putin in a dance-off. Serious.
Well, I was going to say, why don't we just give Putin some strippers, cocaine, and vodka and call it a day?
But that's his daily diet to begin with.
That doesn't sound like his daily diet. His daily diet right now is being a war tyrant.
Yeah.
So don't think that has much to do with his daily diet, but okay.
Well, I haven't checked what he's been eating lately. I mean, you know, I'm afraid to go in the bathroom after you. I mean, good golly, let alone after him, you know. And I have...
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, can I have, especially with all these, biological issues possibly going on in the future. I mean, heaven forbid. I mean, everybody's bathroom is going to look like Haldette's. Ugh, that's awful. People are going to be looking this up.
Oh,
going,
Vladimir Putin got divorced in 2002. He has two children.
Yeah, well, you think he's pining for the pretty Russian ladies, which are few and far between?
Probably. It could be. I mean, there's a nice little picture right here that I got to send you of Vladimir Putin with his wife. This is so adorable. You might want to put this up. It's adorable.
Oh.
Take a look and tell me.
Ludmila Alexandrova Orchestrania. Well, she was cute in her day, probably.
But this is like 1983, before Putin completely lost his brain cells.
Yeah, and divorced him in 2014.
So I guess Putin does need some cocaine, vodka, and strippers.
Maybe. Oh, this. Oh, my God, this is funny. Artur Ochernya, Ochernya, who married Putin's ex-wife. Let's see what he... worked as a teacher or administrator in a public school or something. Oh, well. Oh, 21-year difference. Oh, my. She's a cradle runner. Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Well, Putin supposedly was Russian Orthodox. His father was supposedly atheist. His mom secretly baptized him. And in 1996, in August, after a serious car crash involving his wife in 1993 and a life-threatening fire that burned down their home in August 1996. Shortly, Putin, when asked in 2007 whether he believed in God, his response, there are things I believe which should not, in my position, at least be shared with the public at large for everybody's consumption, because that would look like a self-absurding or a political striptease.
Oh, God.
Putin,
political striptease.
Putin's rumored confessor is Russian Orthodox Bishop Tikhon, whatever his name is. The sincerity of his Christianity has been rejected by his former adversary, whatever.
Yeah. Well, we've got to continue this next week.
What do you make of that? Do you think he is Christian or atheist?
Oh, he's atheist. And, you know, while we're thinking over that and many other things, be sure to check rightwingmedia.net and check up Romeo on YouTube when he gets feeling better. He's going to have videos. And right now we're going to have the anthem of Ukraine.